Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. Today I've got an album review for you.
Let's talk music with MJ. Album review.
First thoughts.
I decided to check out Rema's self-titled 2019 EP. Who is Rema? Rema is a young 18-year-old singer under Don Jazzy's Maven Records, and he is a talented vocalist who was spotted by Da Prince. Outside this EP, I've not listened to any other Rema music, so I jumped into it expectant, hoping to hear something unique and potentially mind-blowing. It's a quick 12-minute EP anyway, so not that long. Likewise, this is going to be a quick review.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Anyway, a song you might be familiar with is Dumebi, which has captivating, percolating rhythms throughout. It's a mid-tempo, danceable number that has the hallmarks of an Afrobeat hit. As if that's not enough, it's been doing the rounds all over the internet. So if you do go onto YouTube and then you type in Dumebi Challenge, you'll find a number of videos where people are dancing to this song, so it's a big deal. Of one of the songs in this EP too, Rema released the video to Iron Man earlier this March, which I would say is the song that rivals Dumebi on here. It's got around close to 600,000 views at the time of recording this review, and it's only been around for like a month. It borrows its snare and kick pattern from a dancehall Caribbean sound, which is accompanied by a scintillating bass line which is dropped in on cue. There's something really hypnotic about the overall sound here. Now, in the same fashion, the song Corny also has that infectiously hypnotic sound going for it. Rema gets a lot more intimate with the mic, and it goes with what he's singing about. He's singing to the woman in his life about how her body just makes him go crazy. And the vocal performance is to what I would describe as such a seductive taste, where he's sort of like kind of like whispering to the mic, if I should say so, but singing at the same time. So yeah, interesting performance, but brilliant. Why, which is the track 2 on the CP, is potentially the outlier for me of the entire project. While the sound is predominantly trap, I got to thinking that this tune is potentially a side to Rema that maybe most of his Afrobeats fans might not really know, but music that he likes to make. It has that Race or Murd kind of sound, Ayo and Teo influence, thereabouts. It's less of Rema's vocal brilliance and more of how the young'uns express themselves these days. The song, I would have to say this, it's the least favorite of mine on this EP, but that might be more of a sign of my age than anything else, to be honest. A lot of comments I've seen under his music suggest that he's more like the Nigerian version of the late XXXTentacion. And apparently that name, XXXTentacion, means unknown temptation in Spanish. I did not know that. But anyway, RIP XXXTentacion. And yeah, interesting that people see him as, see Rema as reincarnate. So.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
I do think Rema's talent shines in the Afrobeat songs on this EP, and moving forward, I'd like to see that being his standard sound. I really think it could be the next big thing. Like I alluded to earlier, his singing style on this EP shows such a well-worked approach to making the performance fit with the type of song. This might seem like a small thing generally, but it's a big deal that contributes to the technical prowess of any project whatsoever when it comes to music. As a musician, you should be believable such that you can journey with your listeners and they feel comfortable being part of it, but they can get lost in it because it's so convincing. This is what Rima does so well.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
The Rima EP is an excellent announcement for who Rima is. I have to give it up to Don Jazzy for discovering such a raw talent. He reminds me of a raw and hungry Wiz Kids like 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago. Basically, he has that potential, and time will tell whether he will be able to nurture the talent to become a world superstar to the levels of the Davido's, Tiwa Savage's, Yemi Alade's, Wizkid, of course. Otherwise, I would like to see more singles and video from Rima over the next year. What he's done so far is excellent. If he gets a big hit soon, we could find ourselves with the next big thing in Afrobeats. Should you listen to this EP? I say most definitely, especially if you're into Afrobeats in general. You could be on to the next big Afrobeat star before the rest of Africa. Stream or buy Rima's self-titled EP online. It is everywhere. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe. Peace. Ndainde.
Find us on motomotomusic.com.